Dionne Warwick, welcome to the Mixed Morning Show. Thank you.
Thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, but you're having an exceptional career. It's gosh, Dionne, I've been reading everything that's going on in your life right now, and awards and music. And tell me what's happening with you right now.
I am living the life of Riley. How about that? I'm having a wonderful time doing what I love doing, and that is making music. And also with my interior design company, making things beautiful.
Boy, that is such a true statement, Dionne. It's such a pleasure to talk with you, who's had such a phenomenal career, and now getting so many even more accolades, including, I love that, a special television or movie, if you will, about your life. Tell me about that. How did that came about?
Yeah, it's a documentary on me, Dionne Warwick, Don't Make Me Over. The genesis came from my book, My Life as a Seer. And it's finally, I feel now people will know as opposed to think they know Dionne Warwick.
And boy, what does that mean? Are there a lot of stories behind the scenes and things about you that they don't know about?
Of course there is. You know, they can't know everything about me. And why would they want to?
Well, because I think you're a hero to young ladies. I think look up to you and see, man, can I do that? Can I maybe dream to be the career that started, what, when you sang in your grandfather's church all the way up to the 60s, the Burt Bacharach, Hal David songs, and then sing that people listen to today and just absolutely adore? I mean, that's a career.
Yeah, it's wonderful to know that people have been listening to me for now 60 years.
Oh, my.
And have appreciated the songs that I've been able to give them to listen to with wonderful words and of encouragement, of pride, of joy, of happiness, some tears, but songs that mean things. And I'm so thrilled to be associated with those songs.
The most memorable moment to me, I know it goes back a few years, but do you know The Way to San Jose? Grammy Award-winning song, first Black female artist to ever get one. That's a phenomenal note in history to begin with. And you've got so many more beyond that, am I right?
Yeah, it was, I think, a surprise to everybody that, you know, some Black received a pop award. You know, that award basically was always given to a Caucasian.
Sure.
Male or female, it didn't really matter. And to break that mold, I was the one that did it, which I'm thrilled to be able to say.
You did, and that opened the doors for so many other young Black artists, including, a relative of yours, Whitney Houston, who went on to such a phenomenal career as well, huh? So, Dionne, what have you got going now? You've got that movie that's being made right now. You're getting a national award. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm getting the Women's Award this year, which I'm just overwhelmed about and thrilled to know that I have created a deserving area within my lifetime to be thought of to receive this award. It's a wonderful thing. You know, there's so many incredible things going on now with me that I don't need to take time to try to categorize them any longer.
Where did the design business come from? Has that been a lifelong dream of yours and it just exploded in the last few years?
Well, I've been doing that for the past 30-some-odd years. And my partner, Bruce Garrick, and I have a design company called WC Design Lab. And you can look us up on your website and see the kind of work that we do. For a period of time, we decided not to even think about it because we lost our architect who we love so very, very much. But Bruce and I said, well, we need to get back to doing what we do very well. And we got back into it, and things are going very, very well for us.
Well, Dionne, look forward to hearing more on your career and more new music, which I know you continue to perform.
Yeah, well, we do have a new recording out, Power, New Name, which I'm so very proud of and pleased that I'm a part of, with my son Damon Elliott and Crazy Bones, Bugs Bones and Harmony. I watched them both grow into the wonderful young men that they are now. And I think these are words now that people need to hear and need to practice.
Well, Well, if there's one thing I can also say about you, your collaborations over the years have just continued to surprise and amaze and break new boundaries. Thank you so much, Dion, for all that you've done over these years. And I look forward to hearing this song and many more in the future.
Thank you, though, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much. Love you, Dion. Thank you so much for this time.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care.